we'd like to piggyback off of the efforts of the Capital District. And we're close enough that I think we can share a workforce, which helps us tremendously. And we're close enough that if somebody came to Albany to film for a month, we might be able to get a couple of days if something they were looking for instance, a rural setting.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I'll speak with an actor-turned-local reporter who wants to bring more film and television productions to the Cooperstown, Oneonta, and Otsego County areas. Greg Klein, who also works at the Oneonta Daily Star, says Film Coop can make a big change for an area that could use new industry.
I'm an actor and a writer. I actually work at a newspaper in Oneonta, but I'm SAG and AFTRA. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in New York City. When we left L.A., we moved to New Orleans. So I've worked as an actor all over, been on a couple of things. But sadly, unfortunately, I've had one of those careers sort of, you know, blink and you miss me, or you can see me but not hear me, or I get cut out of things. But, you know, at various times, though, I have made a living as an actor and also publishing various things. When we were in L.A., my timing was particularly bad. We went there and the writers went on strike. And then I learned a term called runaway production, which basically, with the advent of tax credits for film and television productions, productions were leaving L.A. at that time. And so I started to learn a lot about, you know, what this was and how the business was working. And then the last thing that happened when we were in L.A. actually is the economy fell off a cliff. So not only was it hard to get acting jobs, but it was also hard to get, you know, what we call maintenance jobs. When we moved to New Orleans, I ended up taking a class in training people, I guess you would say, to work in the film industry. And one of the reasons for that was New Orleans was one of those destinations where the productions were running away to. Atlanta and the state of Georgia is another one. Vancouver and British Columbia actually sort of pioneered it with the X-Files 20 years ago. But the long and the short of it is I started to learn about what film offices do and the reason that these productions, entertainment business productions, were going to other places. And New York and L.A. were both very slow to respond, and so other states, other cities built up film industries, television industries around these tax credits. New York finally did respond in 2011. They designed, to my mind, a very smart program that compensated not just for bringing a production to New York, but in particular for bringing a production to upstate New York. And parts of the state, Albany, Buffalo, Niagara, the Hudson Valley, have built huge industries off of the backs of these tax credits. And, you know, central New York and our area, whatever you call it, leather stocking area, Mohawk Valley area, part of the southern tier, there's a lot of debates about what you call Otsego County and what particular region it falls into. But Otsego County and the greater area around us really has not responded quickly to these tax credits and built up an industry. And so when I moved here about 10 years ago, I started to look for opportunities to continue to act and to continue to write. And for a few years, I was going to various places and saying, we should, you know, someone should do this. You guys should do this. And I, one of the things that I do is I cover municipal governments. I cover Otsego County government. I cover the village of Cooperstown. Just recently, I picked up covering the city of Oneonta as a beat. And, you know, now you can really understand as everybody's budgets are suffering. But at the time, I would say to people, well, this is something that Otsego County should be doing. And the message that I always got back was, it's a great idea. We would love to help you. Call us when you get it set up, but we're not going to put any money into it ourselves. We're not going to set it up ourselves. And actually, right about that time, Otsego County had spun off their tourism board and made it a public-private partnership as opposed to something that they did in-house. So it really wasn't something that anybody from a municipal standpoint was going to fund. And one of the county representatives came up to me after one of the meetings where I had spoken up about it. And he said, well, Greg, what I want to know is, what are you doing about this? And it started a longer journey where I actually did decide to step in and do it myself. And it took a couple of years. I was still for a couple of years trying to get some funding from municipal sources, which, you know, ultimately proved not to be successful. But I was able to connect with other people in the area, either people who had graduated from one of our local colleges that were filmmakers that wanted to stay here and make films, or, as it turned out, the mayor of Cooperstown, the former mayor of Cooperstown, Jeff Katz, had tried a similar project and not gotten it started up. So I was able to invite some people to join a board of directors, and not my background at all. I mean, I nonprofits and Robert's Rules of Orders and things like that are things that I'm sort of learning on the fly. But I was able to put together a board, and we formed at the beginning of the year, you know, came up with a name, filed with the state, filed with the IRS, and we were lucky. We got a grant from a local foundation to get us started, and we're still fundraising. We're not fully funded. We don't have a hired film commissioner at this stage, but we do have an organization. And when I went back to these boards, they were, you know, true to their word, they did want to help, although not with funding. So we're now the official Film Commission office of the Village of Cooperstown, the City of Oneonta, and Otsego County.
Now, as I'm speaking to you from Albany, there's a Amazon production going on in the Capital Region right now for the second season of Modern Love. And this area has got maybe like a 10-year head start on you. And we're seeing an average of maybe 1 to 3 productions every year coming in and working with the local film commissioners and so on for scouting locations and setting up scenes and so on. How do you make the case to people who might want to shoot in your neck of the woods, who maybe have already, you know, found some things they like about other parts of upstate?
Well, first of all, I would say that Albany has done a great job building up a film industry. I really, you know, that's one of the areas we point to as a model. Now, we can't compete with Albany. Obviously, there's a lot of things in the city of Albany and in the surrounding area that are unique to that area, or at least compared to us. I mean, we have one city in our county, and it's, you know, it's a college town, but it's a beautiful place. And that's sort of what we say is we'd like to piggyback off of the efforts of the Capital District. And we're close enough that I think we can share a workforce, which helps us tremendously. And we're close enough that if somebody came to Albany to film for a month, we might be able to get a couple of days if something they were looking for instance, a rural setting. You know, we have two beautiful lakes. We have the Susquehanna River, which cuts through the county. We have the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. So we do have some things going for us. We do have a production facility that qualifies for the tax credits, Foothills Performing Arts Center. And we do have a college that does train people to go out into the film industry at SUNY Oneonta. So we have some things going for us, and we hope to continue to highlight those things as we, you know, try to grow a business here.
What will that actually look like? Because typically with building up an industry, or at least a slice of an industry, there's got to be some infrastructure that stays in place even after one production leaves town.
Our long-term goal would be to have some sort of boutique film studio here, whether that's along the I-88 corridor or the I-20 corridor, close enough to Albany that it might be considered as part of the Capital District. And, you know, the eastern part of Otsego County is about an hour from Albany Airport. It's about the southern part of Otsego County is about 175 miles from New York City. So we feel like we're close enough that we probably can appeal to filmmakers in the area to come check us out. And obviously we have the Baseball Hall of Fame, so I think that'll be a good selling point to bring people here. You know, if I say, well, come look at our sites, and then I'll take you on a tour of the Baseball Hall of Fame. You know, who doesn't want to do that? That's sort of a bucket list thing for a lot of people.
Will you be able to get some acting jobs from all of this?
I hope so. You know, I don't want to lie. I mean, when I started this, that was sort of in the back of my mind. You know, maybe this would be a great way for me to continue my career. Maybe this will help me make, you know, turn some of my scripts into films, or, you know, to continue to put my SAG card to good use. I mean, I think it's $200 a year to SAG to continue to be a member. And I really, other than maybe some DVDs when it comes close to the SAG Awards time, I don't get a lot back from it. But again, I mean, I'm happy to be in the union. I'm happy to be, you know, to have achieved that. It is a sort of status thing for an actor to get your SAG card. So will I hope so. But, you know, as I've gone along this journey, I really do see sort of a higher purpose to it as well. I mean, Otsego County is a great place. It's a great place to live. It's a great place. I have a teenage son. It's a great place for him to go to school. But it's not a economically diverse area. And we're seeing with the pandemic that we took a really bad hit because we mostly rely on tourism. And then our second industry is the college towns in Oneonta. And both of those have sort of shut down for the year. So our tax base is depleted. We're talking about having to raise property taxes next year. Otsego County's laid off 100 people. So as much as I want this or wanted this or still want this to be something for me, I do see there's a sort of higher purpose to it, which is to build a new industry in the area. You know, the Clark family, Jane Forbes Clark and the people that built the Baseball Hall of Fame and built some of the tourism attractions in the area, when they built Bassett Hospital in Cooperstown, one of the reasons that they did it was to attract more professionals here, to attract more diversity here, to have more economic diversity here. And I think the same thing applies for the entertainment business. If we could bring that here, it certainly would help the area in terms of its economic diversity, in terms of its overall diversity, and just in terms of making it sort of a stronger place. One of the problems that we have here is what they call sort of the youth brain drain. You know, when our kids leave at 18 or 22, either to go to college or graduate college, they don't tend to come back here. And I think the film industry is a perfect industry to bring either our kids back from college after they graduate or to bring other young people here.
No one knows what's going to happen with the pandemic, but pre-pandemic, there were like over 500 TV shows in production last year. Does that help you as you're trying to get a foothold here for your region, just the amount of different services that are now making new content?
I think it does. And not only that, but we just had a couple of small films film in the area this year. And when they brought in an actor from Georgia, they had to quarantine him for 2 weeks. So one of the things that's opened up for us is the idea that if you do have to quarantine for 2 weeks, it's a lot cheaper to rent a series of hotel rooms in Cooperstown or Oneonta, New York, than it is in Los Angeles or New York City. You know, for some small productions, it would probably be cost prohibitive to operate in New York City or LA in this environment. And I think that, you know, again, I mean, no one knows what's going to happen. You know, we're making all these plans and just, you know, fingers crossed that the pandemic goes away at some point, or, you know, we get to some vaccine where we can, you know, go back to the way things were. We don't know. But I do think as productions increase and as all the streaming options increase, it certainly opens the door to have things in this area. Or, you know, as you've seen in Albany, as Buffalo has seen, people want other options in terms of where they're making their films and making their TV shows. So I think it does help that there's a lot of options out there, or at least there were, and hopefully we'll get back to that point.
Okay, last thing. What's a more difficult career, an actor or a local journalist?
They're both pretty hard, to be honest. I think being a local journalist, you find that there's a lot of misunderstandings about what you do and about who you cover and about, you know, what the standards are inside the profession as opposed to as a reader or as a viewer, what you would like the standards to be, you know, especially, I mean, just one example off the top of my head, I was posting something about COVID numbers a week ago, and somebody was debating, not debating me so much, but just making a comment on Facebook about, you know, why are the numbers from the county different from the numbers from the school? I tried to explain something along the lines of, you know, there's a reporting lag. So the numbers don't match up. We all know the numbers don't match up. At the bottom of the press release, they say the numbers don't match up. And I made that point, and the person wrote back, investigate the county representatives. And I was just sort of gobsmacked because, you know, the county representatives have nothing to do with reporting the COVID numbers. They have nothing to do with making the COVID numbers. They have nothing to do with COVID policy. You know, it was just a really weird comment from somebody that I thought previously might know better about the way that things worked. And you find over and over and over again that people really don't know the way that things work. And they all come to them with their own sort of preconceived notions. Being an actor is probably harder from a standpoint of making a living and making a consistent living. I mean, that was the problem that I feel like I had. I could make a, you know, living for a month or a couple of months, but to say that I had to make $50,000 a year to stay in LA and do it consistently and know that I was going to do it consistently and know that I was going to have enough so that we could all have health insurance for my family, that was really hard, you know? And it's, fortunately, it's one of those things where when you get to a certain level, it's a lot easier to maintain than when you're not at that level. So they both have challenges for sure, and they're both difficult in certain ways. But, you know, sometimes I bang my head against the wall in day-to-day journalism, and I don't think I did that as an actor. You know, more it was feast or famine, where you were either really excited and, you know, had great news to share, or nothing went on for 3 months and you were working at the Sharper Image.
Hoping for a Taft-Hartley waiver. If people want to get involved, how can they find out more about the new commission? How can they contact you?
Sure. Well, we do have a website up. It's www.film-coop.com. The dash is a hyphen. It's not D-A-S-H. Film-coop.com. We also have a Facebook page, Film Coop. And at some point soon, we'll have a YouTube channel and the other social media. At some point, we'll probably also do some sort of crowdfunding campaign. We haven't launched it yet, but as I mentioned, we're not fully funded. We just sort of have enough at this stage to get going and to file all the fees. The IRS fee was much higher than I thought it would be. The board insurance, again, things that I am learning along the way, something called D&O insurance to protect my board members' assets was much more expensive than I thought it would be. And we have not hired a film commissioner, which is ultimately the long-range goal. We want to have somebody in place so that, you know, I'm not doing it as a part-time board president thing, but we actually have somebody that's doing outreach to the entertainment business to try to bring them here.
Well, Greg Klein, I wish you all the luck in the world. Congratulations on taking this step, and I hope you get lots of productions in town soon.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.